Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. You're listening to episode number 44. We are in December. We are in the last month of 2024, and it is time to sit back and reflect and acknowledge your achievements, my friend, and celebrate your success. So let's just take a minute here to sit back, reflect, and look at the ways that you look at all of the wins, whether big or small, instead of looking at all of the ways that you fell short, all of the failures, all of the heartbreak, all of the sorrow, all of the anger, all of the frustration, all of the grief. Instead of looking at all of that, let's just take a breath. Let's just take a pause real quick and acknowledge your achievements. I guarantee if you look, you will find it. You will find ways that you have succeeded in some area of your life. And it's time to celebrate that success. And I see it like when we sit back and reflect on our year in this way, it sets in motion a cycle of inspiration and motivation, which leads to that discipline and effort, which leads to the results and the achievements. And you really can't have one without the other. Like, you'll get those little hits of inspiration and motivation, and that's not going to take you there. That's not going to last forever. So you need that effort and discipline to get the results, to get the achievement, to get the success that you're looking for. It sort of recharges your mental energy. Let's reset. This podcast is Her Wellness Reset. Now is the time to actually do that. So let's first start with reflection. When you celebrate your success, it allows for that time of reflection, assessing what worked well for you, what didn't work well, so that you can start refining and tuning future strategies and different approaches for the different areas that you're looking at in your life. When you look back at your year, your full year, you can identify different strengths that you had and areas to work on. So again, this is not a beat myself up session. This session of reflection is that step back with honesty, with compassion, with empathy, and with eyes that are looking for that success, for the strengths. It also allows for accountability. It's kind of that gut punch, that gut check. Like, okay, what areas do I need to or get to work on? What areas get to change? I see it as an opportunity to be super honest with yourself about what gets to change in your life to make it a more full and fulfilling life for you. And I know it can feel overwhelming to just simply take a few minutes and write out all of your successes, all of your wins, whether big or small. Like, that seems overwhelming for the whole year, especially if you haven't had a system or a strategy in place to keep track of your wins and your progress. I'm kind of a geek with that. I geek out about tracking things, tracking my successes, my wins. So I have a little notes tab for all of the wins that I experience. And that's daily, to be honest. I look at it daily and then I evaluate weekly. But if you are someone that hasn't really done that, you haven't really looked at your wins, your successes, your achievements, big or small, that's okay. Stay right here with me. I'm going to help you start to evaluate things right now. So here's what you can do. Even if you haven't been keeping good track of your wins, your successes, your achievements, my brain likes to put things in categories. Okay. I don't know. That's just how I'm wired. So I think about my goals and my achievements in three different categories. And I did talk about goal setting at one of my earlier podcast episodes where I talked about breaking it down into three categories. So you can go back and listen to that if you haven't already. But the way I want to look at my successes and my achievements are in the same way. The three categories: experiences, things that have brought me joy, actual experiences, growth, and contribution. So with experiences, and I'm going to get a little personal here because I want you to have an example of what to look out for, or what to really look out for as you're scanning for your successes. So for me personally, this year, I wanted to focus on experiences that bring me joy, like travel. I wanted to add more travel in this year. I wanted to dance more, and I wanted date nights with my hubby. So with travel, I wanted to have travel just with him, with my husband, and I also wanted to travel with my kids and to have experiences with them at different places. So when I look back at my year, and I love my stories on Instagram to be able to look back at my year because it actually helps me like, oh yeah, I was there. We did go there. So it kind of helps me keep track of that too. But we went out of country two times this year with the kids. We went to the Bahamas, which was incredible. It was oh my gosh, I can't even explain how amazing that trip was with the kids. Definitely a wonderful, wonderful experience and a way to start 2024 this year. And then we went out of country, just my husband and I, to Mexico once as well. And then we did a ton of little family vacations here and there that were pretty local-ish. And we have a trailer, so we go camping a lot. So I feel like my experiences with travel was pretty fulfilled. And it's really exciting to see that that's something that I wanted to bring forth more, and that I started to call it in, that I started to put in the effort to make it happen. So with dance, because I said for experiences, I wanted to travel more, I wanted to dance more, and I wanted to have date nights. So dance, I had 6 dance classes that I took, which were so fun and amazing, and I'm going to continue them. I also went to a silent disco for the first time, and that was so fun because it was with one of my favorite authors and one of my favorite influencers on Instagram, and I got to meet her, and she signed my book, and it was just so incredible. So amazing experience for me. And then with date nights, we actually did meet our goal. I wanted to go on 2 date nights per month. And some of those date nights were just us, and some were with other couples or at a wedding or whatever it was. So I feel like my experience category was really, really fulfilled this year. And I'm going to acknowledge that, and I'm going to sit in it, and I want to celebrate that success because it was something that I wrote down that I was like, this is what I want to bring in. This is what I want to call in. And I know that there's a buzzword, manifest. This is what I want to manifest. And I have been a little timid saying that word just because it is kind of a buzzword out there. But it's law. It's really like a law out there that you will bring in what you're focusing on, right? You're going to bring that in. And that's what they call manifestation. Something that I'm looking at, my eye is on the target. My eyes are starting to be open to more ways to bring that in. And as I put in effort, those things, I will see more ways to experience that, to manifest the travel that I wanted to do. So I'm super, super stoked and excited to celebrate the success of experiences that I had with my hubby and with my family. And I want you to think about the same for you. For experiences, what kind of experiences this year brought you joy? And if you don't have any or you can't think of any, then what can you start bringing in to have more joy? What can you start to experience? And maybe it doesn't look like mine where it's travel and dance and date nights. Maybe it's completely different. You want to have different experiences with your family. That's completely fine. That's amazing. What is it? Start to look at the ways that you brought in more joy and experiences to make this life more fulfilling and amazing and to feel more alive. The next category, so I had experiences in one category. The next one is growth. So I want to look at and acknowledge my achievements with growth within my body. So my fitness journey, my mind, my learning, and also my financial literacy. This is me personally with growth, what that means to me this year. So for my body, I had a goal to just feel younger than I am always. Like that's always going to be kind of my big goal, is to break the norms of society when it comes to aging and do my best to feel younger than I am. So just have that energy. Like I'm 35 right now, have that energy like a 25-year-old. You know what I mean? Like just being healthy and strong and vibrant. That's what I'm going for with my body, and to be able to maintain where I was at when I set my goal. So that's body. And for mind and learning, for me, that means books, that means seminars, that means courses, that means even YouTube, like looking at different people that I'm interested in learning more about their successes. So for me, I took a seminar this year. I bought a course and completed it. I even went to Toastmasters for public speaking. So I am learning. I'm constantly learning. And that was important to me. And that is in the growth category. The last thing in the growth category for me is financial literacy, because I wanted to have and develop a better relationship with money, not a scarcity mindset. So I really worked hard on all that I could to have a better relationship with money. And what's amazing is it really has happened. I really have started to have a better relationship with money specifically this year. So the next category is contribution. The way you serve the world, in this world, in your home, look at your different achievements and success there. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you have definitely contributed to your home and your kids and the beautiful life that you have created with them. So what ways have you served others in this world, in your job, in your home? And look at those achievements. For me, I really wanted to work at maximizing my time. So as a personal trainer at the gym, I wanted to maximize my time there, work less hours, but bring in more of an income and have more of an impact. And I did that by over-delivering, by going above and beyond for my clients, by just being smarter. Like they say, work smarter, not harder. You know what I mean? Like I have been able to do that. And I want to celebrate my success in the fact that I made about $10,000 more this year working less hours. So that's super interesting overall that I've been able to make more money working less hours. So that tells me something that I'm doing is working, okay? I am bringing it in. And another part in contribution is projects. I think it's so important to always have some sort of project that you're working on that you're passionate about. Even if it's not for an income, something to look forward to that you enjoy, that you're excited about. For me, that was this podcast and my book. I've been working like crazy, figuring out my book, getting it published, hopefully by the end of this year, if not early next year, and this podcast to be able to start it and keep going with these weekly episodes. I also published 2 articles this year for Her View from Home with a publisher. So that was amazing. So I just want to celebrate that success, that the way I contributed and served in this world was what I was wanting to do. And I did that because I had a clear direction and path. I had a clear direction of what I wanted. I didn't necessarily know what the path exactly was going to be. Like sometimes things will surprise you, but I knew what I wanted to call in. I knew what I wanted to manifest, right? I knew what I wanted to bring more in my life, more joy, more experiences, more growth, more learning, more contribution. More life, more living, less stress, less frustration, less irritation, more joy, more fun, more laughter with my family. So if that sounds like you, it's time to sit back not only to reflect on your year, but to also see what do you want to bring in. I also look at what risks did I take. Did you take any risk this year? How did you put yourself out there this year? Did you do something out of your comfort zone? And if so, what was that? Don't give up on that. I put myself out there several times this year. A couple times I got knocked down, to be honest. So what have you done to put yourself out there to go past your comfort zone a little? Because that is where the growth will happen. And look at your year of if it's in alignment with what you want to bring more of. So people say, I want more health. I want, you know, a better body. I want to feel more comfortable in my skin. But if you look back at your year, do you have achievements and success in that category because you've been working towards that? Because you've had your eye on the target? And if not, it's time to start working towards that. If that's truly what you want to call in, that's the thing. I think a lot of times we just think that we want something because society says it, or it's something that we feel like we need to have. This is where you get to tap into your intuition and dig deep and decide what is right for me, what feels good to me. And once you get that, then you can start being more specific and trusting the process. This is so exciting for me to talk about, and I've been hesitant, like I said, to use the word manifest, but truly, how to manifest more joy, experiences, growth, contribution in the ways that you want to, how to manifest that for yourself and for your family. And you do it with that cycle, like I talked about in the beginning, of these hits of inspiration and motivation and being clear on what you want to bring more of into your life. And then that effort and discipline kicks in, and that's where you'll start to see the achievement and success. So right now, today, take time to look at those three categories, your experiences you had this year. And I'm talking about the positive ones, the ones that brought you joy. What happened? What achievements? What success? What brought you a lot of joy this year in experiences? Whatever that looks like for you. For growth, for your body and for your mind, for learning. What achievements? What success do you have in that category? For contribution, same thing. And if you feel stagnant in any of these areas, that's where the little bit of accountability and like that, okay, reset. That's where those moments come in. And we can truly start to reset, look at your life with fresh eyes, and start today. Start setting things in motion today. You don't have to wait till January 1st. You can start to set things in motion. Get clear on what you want to bring into your life that will bring you more joy, more vitality, more energy, more fun, more love, more service, whatever it is for you. Start today. Be clear about what you want. And then we can start to get a plan together of what that will look like for the effort and discipline. And by this time next year, ooh-wee. You are going to see all of the ways that you have that success. I'm so excited for you to do this. I would love to hear your wins. I truly get so pumped up for people hearing about their goals, their wins, their successes. I would love to hear yours in experiences, growth, and contribution. What ways did you see success? Big or small. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. Hope you have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon. Bye.